This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello, and welcome to Nolan Financial Radio. My name is Chris McKinney with Nolan Financial Partners. If you'd like to hear more information about what you're hearing this on this show today, give us a call at 719-210-4242 or visit us online at our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com. And while at our website, click on the radio page, check out our past shows, and subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Think back to perhaps to the summer of 2024. The market and the broader economy was stable, and because of that, you decided that you're officially retired at some point in 2025. But now we are in the first half of 2025, and tariffs are dominating the news. The market has cratered, and economic anxiety is surging, all of which begs the question, is 2025 still my year? During today's show, we're going to answer that important question. But before we get into today's subject, let me introduce you to my co-host, Tony Shore, whose steadiness I appreciate during times of financial volatility.
It's steady. Look at that. My hand is not, it's not moving. Steady. You need a steady hand these days with the market volatility and the craziness that's going on.
Just turn off your turn off your phone and don't turn on cable news, man. It'll drive you nuts.
It will drive you nuts. And, you know, my mom and my grandfather always told me, slow and steady wins the race, son. That's what they said. You know, I do my best to stay calm. But, you know, all the financial news that's been hitting us and how political things get and worried about, you know, your 401ks, it makes it hard, I admit. But I'm hopeful that today's show will help calm some nerves. And that's what you're here for. That's why you work with a trusted financial services professional like Tara and yourself, because you help your clients know that, hey, we have a plan. There's going to be volatility. There's going to be bear markets.
That's right.
But we have a plan in place. You don't need to worry about that. So I'm hoping we can dive into this topic soon, but first, how have you been, Chris? Are you keeping busy?
I've been keeping busy. I'm over 60 now, so I'm starting what? To.
Did you have a birthday? Yeah.
So, I didn't have a birthday. I just got older.
When is your birthday, Chris?
It's in January.
So, oh yeah, that's right. So you turned 60 in January?
Yeah, I did.
Wow, you don't look a day over, I'm going to say 50.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, you look great for, I mean, for as old as you are.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm literally less than a year behind you, or just about a year.
So the good thing about being 60 is now I can pull money out of my Roth IRA and traditional IRA. And
I'm 4 months away from being able to just completely devastate my retirement accounts without penalty. I still have to pay taxes. And right. I know that we're not advising that. And you're not going to do that. We're joking. No,
we're joking.
Do not touch your retirement accounts before you retire. Right.
I have to talk to my financial advisor before I do that. And Tara said, no.
Yeah, if you have to get permission from Tara, good luck, because that's not going to happen.
The answer's going to be no.
Yeah, we already know. You don't have to ask. We know the answer. So, and that's good that she would keep you on track, but you already know that. But for our listeners out there, sometimes we think, hey, it's better to pay off debts before I'm retired. So I'm going to take money out now that I'm 59 and a half or 60 and pay off my mortgage. But don't do that. Don't take money out of your retirement accounts, right?
Oh, no. Don't take money out of retirement, especially to pay off a mortgage.
Right.
Because you have this weird thing called an amortized loan. I'm not going to go into the details of it, but just say that you pay very little in interest toward the last half of the loan.
Yeah.
So you're going to do much better with that money being out in the market.
Oh yeah,
being,
for sure.
Being in some kind of investment.
Right. But I digress. You said, but now that I'm 60.
Yeah. So now I'm 60. I'm starting to make sure I want to make sure that I have some hobbies that I'm going to be able to have fun with in retirement.
Sure.
Not that Tara's going to let me retire till I'm about 75, maybe.
Yeah, you're kind of wishful early thinking because you've got your health and you're going strong. I know you have no plans on retiring anytime soon.
No.
But you do look ahead and say, hey, I do want hobbies. I mean, hobbies. I mean, you like bicycling, you're a cyclist, you have horses, but that's Tara's hobby. You're just along for the ride, right?
So to speak. Tara's been out of town, so I've been chasing horses around because it's spring. And what do horses do when it's spring? They chase grass, and sometimes the grass is on the better on the other side of the fence.
Oh, no. Have they been breaking out?
I have one out of the three has been breaking out once or twice a day.
Do you have an electric fence?
I have an electric fence, and he somehow grounds it and then gets through. So I've gone around and repaired it about three times. I think the horses, too.
That's why you need stupid horses. The problem is you have smart horses.
I think he finally got a good zap because he hasn't gone out in 5 days.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, I remember going out there and having to repair electric fences.
Yeah, so the electric fences have gotten a lot better and they're a lot safer because it's not just wire. It's a rope with embedded metal in it.
Yes.
And so they're a lot safer than having the wires.
Because we had the wire. We always had the wire with the insulators on the posts we stuck in. And I used to have to go around and help my mom fix that.
Well, 25 years ago, we had a horse. Somehow it got grounded. And so it wasn't working. And we had a horse get into it. And we had to get the clippers out and cut them out of it.
Oh no, that's bad. Yeah. Well, I'm glad it's rope now.
Yeah. So the rope doesn't do that to them as badly, and it doesn't cut into their skin like the wire.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So it just maybe they get tangled in it, but usually they just fall through it, and it does. They get zapped, and then they're through it. So the rope doesn't wrap around them.
Ever grabbed it? I mean, have you ever had it zap you the rope? How much current? It doesn't have that much current though, does it?
It's not. We're not trying to keep bulls in, right? So we don't have bull current on our our fences. It's just a horse.
Because I remember I touched ours once in a while, and it didn't feel great, but it wasn't. Oh,
it doesn't feel good, but it's not. It doesn't. Throw you back.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I touched one, and it was for a dairy farm. So they had a bull style wire because they needed to keep the bull separate from the cows certain times a year.
Yep.
So I hit that thing, and it knocked me off my feet.
It did. Wow.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We had pretty low current in ours. It was just for the horses.
So. Yeah, horses, you sting them and they'll back off.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, we're talking about horses. Let's talk about why are you asking the question? You told me the show today, you wanted to call it, is 2025 still your year?
It's
my year to shine. I've told you that before. It is still my year.
Yeah.
Or is it your year?
It can't be my
year because it's your year, Chris.
I'm calling this year the year of graciousness because we just need to have a little bit of grace about what's going on.
Yeah.
And so I like 2025, that. Right? So if you're thinking about retiring, that's what we're going to talk about today. If you're thinking about retiring in 2025, you know, what's your plan looking like? Right. What's your portfolio looking like? So it's not exactly a red carpet for retirees right now. looking bad. If you're pulling money from the market in this sliding market, you're not looking, feeling really good about it. If you've got a 401k and you're planning to, you know, roll that into traditional IRA this year and start spending that money. So maybe I could wait a minute.
Yeah.
So,
probably. Right.
Right. So, like a lot of things have gone up, right? We had inflation, you know, who knew omelets could become a luxury item? So I had I had a breakfast sandwich in town, had eggs and bacon in it, and it was $16. So just eggs, bacon, and a little bit of lettuce and a little bit of flavor on toast, and it was $16.
Yeah, eggs. That's crazy for just an omelet. And here's the deal. And it's not just that we're getting old and complaining about prices going up.
That's true.
Like our grandparents. But it's true, though. I think prices have gone up exponentially, obviously. Just in the last few years, and we know eggs have just in a short period of time. They started going up about 2 years ago, and they just haven't looked back. I mean, they started going up because of inflation, then bird flu. And now I don't know what they're just staying up there. They haven't dropped much. And so you got to watch out. But I will tell a quick story because about eggs and the cost of eggs. Mm. Last week, my whole family, there were 14 of us, all my kids, their significant others, my wife's brother and his wife and kids, my mother-in-law. We all went out for a nice Sunday brunch, Chris. Did I tell you about this already? The Sunday brunch? I don't think I mentioned this, but we went out for a Sunday brunch at a really nice place and it was expensive, right? And it was all you can eat. So what I did to make up for it, because I knew Sarah and I were going to pick up the check, right?
Right.
My wife and I ate my own weight in Eggs Benedict just to make sure that
Hollandaise sauce and everything.
Yep.
Oh man, that stuff is so rich.
Yeah, it is rich. I actually had, I didn't eat my own weight, but I did eat 4 Eggs Benedict. I know. I could actually feel my arteries harden with the Hollandaise sauce running through me. I'm more Hollandaise sauce than in my arteries than I am anything else at this point. But I paid for it later. I felt like I ate a little too much, but it was so good. And I wasn't about to let them get by with charging me what they did. And it was good, too. And they had cheesy hash browns and they had a lot of fruit. Lot of fresh vegetables. It was really good. Smoked salmon.
Right.
So I didn't eat all of that, but I ate the Eggs Benedict. I will admit I had 3 or 4 Eggs Benedict.
So I didn't know how good Eggs Benedict could be until I went to a fancy restaurant that they specialized in Eggs Benedict.
Yes.
And they had like
most Eggs Benedict isn't good. A lot of it like isn't good.
6 different ways to make it. And this was in all of places, Enid, Oklahoma.
Did they use pulled pork on any of the Eggs Benedict? Because that's the best.
Yes, there was one of those.
Yes. That's the Eggs Cachon at.
And that's what I got.
Yeah. The best Eggs Benedict I've ever had. And, you know, I've traveled quite a bit with my job and my previous job doing promotions and things and radio. But the best Eggs Benedict you can eat ever, period, in your life is in New Orleans at the Ruby Slipper. And that is the greatest breakfast place. You will wait in line a minimum of a half hour to an hour, but they give you a buzzer or they actually paid you or text you when it's ready. They text you. So you can go do whatever. But I am telling you, it is worth it. Their Eggs Benny, and it's called the Eggs Cachon. It's French, so I don't know how to pronounce it. C-A-C-H-O-N. And that's with the like a pulled pork and their homemade Hollandaise sauce. And they know just how to poach the egg correctly on a fresh baked biscuit. It's not like just a store-bought English muffin, right?
Oh, right.
So it is the best I've ever had. And they now opened a restaurant, the same people opened a restaurant called Ruby Sunshine in, I believe it's Franklin, Tennessee, south of Nashville. So if you ever go to Nashville, Tennessee, down there. I'm just highly recommended. I will say I'm from the Midwest. That's the
nice part of Nashville.
Yeah, the Twin Cities. Other than this brunch, which I don't know if they have these Eggs Benedict every Sunday. I think it's just Easter, but those Egg Benedict were the best I've had in the Midwest, because most Midwest Eggs Benedict, the hollandaise sauce tastes like it's from a can or it's not right. And they don't poach the eggs right or something, because it's really bland and they just use the packaged English muffin. You know what I mean? And
The place in Enid, Oklahoma, they made their own bread. They did everything. They made their own sauce. They made their own pulled pork. Everything.
Yeah. So like
everything
good.
Was in-house.
Okay. So I got us off track. I'm sorry, Chris. That was my fault.
So let's get back.
The price of eggs. It's a luxury item. So what do you do? I mean.
So why might be a bad year? So why might it be a bad year is because.
To retire, especially.
To retire is you got 25 to 30 years to plan for in retirement, depending on when you retire. And you're. Something that doesn't really get enough airtime is the sequence of returns risk. Okay. And so right now we're in a bad sequence of returns for a retiree, because you start pulling money when the market's down, you're pulling out capital. You're not pulling out earnings. You're not pulling out growth. You're pulling out capital and you're reducing your capital for when the market goes back up. And so as you withdraw that money during down markets, you lose that ability to bounce back. And so the sequence of returns can make the difference of your money lasting between age 80 and making it to age 90. That's how big a difference. You can take the same returns and flip them on their head, and it can be an 8 to 10 year difference in how long that money lasts. It's a crazy little graph I have showing that actual returns. Wow. All we do is flipping.
Wow.
And then some people are living off Social Security later, and some people are living really well. So,
okay.
And it's just a change of how the returns come in sequence.
Well, right. And if you think about it, if you think back to the Great Recession, which was 2008, or the COVID dip in 2020, people who stayed the course during these downturns in the market or economic tough times, they didn't just recover. They came out ahead by staying the course, right?
That's right. But if you're in retirement, there's no such thing as staying the course, because you're pulling that money out unless you can stop that draw from your market money and live off a pension or Social Security, or you have something, a different asset to pull money
from. Other assets, so like real estate, you have money to live on from that, or maybe you have a fixed indexed annuity or some type of a fixed annuity.
So we have some clients that we do that for, right? And so when the 2021 through 2022 drawdown in the market, that was if you schedule that out, if you look at it, the market dropped about 50% from in that period. And so we took money from other places that weren't susceptible to market forces. And so now then when the market came back up, they still had that capital to take off. So it works out good if you have a plan and you create the right set of assets, so you can take advantage of the upside of the market.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. And so that makes sense. But really the key here is to have a plan in place, right? And stick to the plan, and you got to work with a financial professional. Don't try to go it alone. Work with somebody who's going to look out for your best interests and has all the options on the table. Right. You want to have some in growth, some in the market, but you also want to have some other options out there. And to get a full retirement plan in place so you can sleep well at night, even even during years like 2025. But you're right. It does make it hard for people to retire in a down year. So what's something else we need to know? I mean, we're looking at the current financial picture and whether 2025, it could be a year to retire or not, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, stocks go up, stocks go down. It's what they do. And so you've got to be able to play the long game with those. Saving consistently, diversifying your investments, managing your debt, making sure you're not growing debt in a bad way. It might be just fine for retiring here in 2025, seriously. So inflation, it's actually not bad right now. It just has been bad, right? So the consumer price index came in at 2.8 in February. So so that's not bad. Right. So it's a lot better than expected. Tariffs are the big wild card, and we really don't know what's going to happen with those. I was going to do a show on tariffs, and then things change. I can't do a show on tariffs. It changes too fast. So, and that's what it's going to be like until things settle down and we end up getting our economy where we want it to be, and where this administration is trying to take us. So they're trying to take us so that we have more jobs here in the United States, and we have more factories, we have more creation. And so that's a good thing, but it may be a little bit difficult to get into that situation. So that's what's going to happen in the economy and the market. It's going to be up and down and maybe difficult. So before you decide that you're going to retire, you're still working, there's a few key questions I want you to ask yourself. So have you been maxing out your 401k and making the catch-up contributions, right? And so you can get a lot more in if you're between 60 and 63. So the catch-up contributions are maximized during those years. So make sure you know what those are and get that money in. Do you have a financial professional on your team to help you optimize your tax situation? So we can really help people optimize that tax situation. So we've had people that retired with $1.6 million and it took some time, but they're now in this current year, they're going to zero taxes in retirement. It's pretty crazy that you can have that much money and then at some point not have to pay taxes and still be living on over $100,000 a year. So pretty crazy. So if it's something that you are interested in, please give us a call at 719-210-4242. So the next thing I want you to ask yourself is your living setup affordable? Is it stable? Is it, you know, not driving you nuts where you live, right? Make sure you are where you want to be, or you have a plan to get there. So, you know, if you're living in Chicago, working a rough job, living next to the E-train,
yikes,
you probably want to move.
Yeah. You'd like to sleep at night.
Right. Right. If you're out on the Front Range in Colorado and you can't see the peak, maybe you want to move somewhere where you can. Right. So you want to have that view of you're going through the problems of living in a cold place. You might as well be where you can see that mountain. So most importantly, though, is can you emotionally handle watching your portfolio go down without losing sleep over it, right? Not freaking out, you know, now that you're not getting that steady paycheck, there's no more money coming in. This is your money. And so you have to have a solid plan that you feel good about before you lose that paycheck.
Well, yeah. And, you know, before that working at the end of your working years, that paycheck stops and you better have a plan in place, especially in a year like this. Might some people have to work just a little bit longer and then retire? Sure. But if you had a plan in place coming into 2025 for retirement and have already been working with somebody like yourself, mm-hmm. you should be able to weather the storm and everything could work out great. Right. But again, you have to, those are some great questions you've been asking us, you know, I think, are you working with a financial professional? Are you maxing out your 401k, or an IRA? And, you know, can you emotionally handle what's your risk tolerance? Right. And that's really right. Where you start when you meet with somebody, you have them take probably some type of assessment to see where they're at for personal risk tolerance, right?
That's right. We have a suitability checklist we go through, ask questions. Right. Depending on how they answer, we'll kind of get what your risk tolerance is.
Sure.
And if you don't believe it, then we'll do it again. We'll find another one and see where your risk tolerance is. And a lot of people think the risk tolerance is one thing, then they find out it's something else. Right. So it's good to have that assessment done. So, you want to have it done before you reach retirement. Retirement is not a financial finish line. It's the start of a different time. So you're climbing Mount Everest. You got a big plan to get there and you get to the top. So now you're at the top. You're about to start your way down because you're going to retire. And so all that money came with you, had that big plan. Do you have a good plan getting down? Because that's where most people don't make it off the mountain is on the way down. Because they had a great plan getting up. They didn't have a good plan getting down.
We have to go. Speaking of poor planning, we ran out of time for the show once again. Chris, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you and set up that no charge, no obligation consultation.
So our listeners can visit our website at nolanfinancialpartners.com or call our office at 719-210-4242. And we'll discuss how we can answer your questions, address your concerns about your timeline, your retirement strategy, or any of the parts of your financial strategy. We'll help you create a tax map to figure out when the best time is to take from what resources, right? It's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you work so hard for. Call us at 719-210-4242 and we can get that complimentary consultation set up.
All right. Well, that sounds great. And thanks for all the wonderful information today, Chris. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of Nolan Financial Radio with our host, Chris McKinney.
Join us soon for another episode of Nolan Financial Radio. Take care and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242 or visit the website at taraenolan.com.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.